May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Yes, the race has just started. Hello, guys. Welcome. It's men's M3. Corpus Christi M1 being pursued by St. Katz M2 very hotly. Emma M2 as well. They're taking a sort of outside line, but they look like they're gaining. Claire M2 very close behind as well. And then a bit of, I'd say about a length, only a length, there's whistles. And then two lengths behind them, a bit more water, it's Peterhouse M2. A length behind them, Selwyn M2. They're hitting it hard, very hard. Selwyn M2 look like they might catch Peterhouse M2 as they go into the first post corner. And then there's open water between them and first and third M3. Let's go quickly to Beth at first post. I think it's Beth at first post to see what's happened up there.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack. I've just seen Emma M2 come past me. Hello. I've just seen Emma M2 come past me behind Katz and Corpus Christi. I've now got Claire coming past me. No one's looking like it. They're bumping at the moment. Everyone's looking very strong. Back to Jack.
Yeah, thanks, Beth. We just have had a bump back here between Lady Margaret. They bumped Girton M2. That's Lady Margaret M3 bumped Girton M2. It's a very fast one. Fast and furious. And then the Girton M3 and the M2 conceded Beth.
Okay, I've just had a Selwyn M2 going past me very, very close on Peterhouse. It looks like there's going to be a bump going round to Grassy. Who's at Grassy? Mike, can you see anything there?
Yeah, very exciting here. We've got some cats being pursued by Emmanuel down to a length as we go round Grassy, but it looks like Emmanuel, as they go round past the barges, have lost their steam. The cats are pulling away further forward. Corpus Christi, a good two lengths ahead. So it's Corpus Christi, then two lengths, then it's St. Katz. And Emmanuel looks like they're gaining now. They're bringing that down to the lower length. I think we'll say this one. Further back, gets more exciting. There's Clare with Clearwater behind them. And then there's Peterhouse. Peterhouse being pursued by the Selwyn boat. Peterhouse M2 pursued by the Selwyn boat. Half a length as they go round Grassy Corner past the barges. Both steering very good lines. Selwyn going as close to the barges as they possibly can without colliding with the paintwork. But it looks like Selwyn are going to do it. Rating higher, going faster. Selwyn steering for that bow of the bow for the stern of the boat, but they're going to miss it now. Back to Beth. Beth.
Okay, I've just had a bump right in front of me to the point that I have to get out of the way of their blades. Churchill M2 have bumped up on Emma M3. That was just onto first post corner there, and I've got Morgan M2 rowing past me. They look like they're going to be okay, but I suspect them for there's been a bump between Queen and Robinson. Jackie at the start, can you see anything?
Yes, we've had a little bit of confusion. Before it actually reached me, we've had a couple of bumps. So I'm just going to confirm what they are for you. There's definitely Claire M3, pulled up in the front. There is also what looks to me like Queen's M3 pulled at the side, but I don't know whether that correlates with anything anyone else is seeing further up the river. We've just had a fan. Yeah, I think it's and
to Jack.
Oh yeah, I think I can confirm that Claire M3 have been bumped. I think double over bump. Oh, there's been a double over bump. I've just been told by one of the Claire boat crew. Sorry, Jack, let's go to you. I'll just confirm what's happened here.
So, yes, I'm here on Disson Corner. Coming around Disson Corner, St. Katz took an incredibly tight line to try and get away from Emmanuel M2. We're going to the same route now. They're caught in a canvas between them. They're going incredibly close now. They're both taking a very central line of the river. And just coming here as well, we have got the... We've got the Peterhouse boat taken by Selwyn. There's massive overlap now. The bow ball of the Selwyn boat is with about number 4 and number 5, and there's the concession there. Yes, Selwyn M2 have bumped up Peterhouse M2. Jack, what's going on at the start?
Do you mind going live on Cam FM? Yeah? No swearing? Who wants to talk? Alright, okay, sorry. Okay, so what? Just explain what happened, because we sort of missed it.
Okay. Hi, so we came on the motorway bridge, and we finished kind of Queen almost straight off. So yeah, really good row, boys. Well done, Robinson.
Well done, Robinson. Yeah, there's a bump there. Robinson M2 bumped Queen's M3. But there's also a double over bump there. Jack at Ditton Corner. Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Yes, I'm here at Ditton Corner and going further up now. St. Cat and Emmanuel were going very, were still very, very, very close going around the King in long reach. But that's going to be something that we'll need to confirm later on, unfortunately. I did run down long reach yesterday trying to keep up with a boat and didn't quite keep up and ended up losing my breath. So I won't chase that one, but they were very close. I will predict that potentially M2 will catch St. Cat M2 by the end. And we're just having the kind of last boats coming past me now. I can see Maudlin coming past me. And this is probably as much action as we are going to get today. So what I can do for you is run down some provisional results. Now, this is obviously the M3 division. Provisional results, as we can see them. Corpus Christi at the top look like they're good for a rowover. St. Cat's may be caught by MRM2. They didn't buy the middle of long reach. That's something we'll confirm. Clare M2 look good for a rowover. Selwyn M2 caught Peterhouse M2. First and third M3, they were about two or three lengths in front of Trinity Hall M2, so both of those boats look good for a rowover. Then we had the interesting part at the sort of with the last six or so boats. So, Jack, could you just confirm all the bumps, over bumps, double over bumps, because I didn't quite catch them from Queen's M3 down?
Yeah. We've got a sort of provisional here. Okay. So, this is very, very provisional, though. I've just spoke to the Robinson M2 crew, and they bumped Queen's M3. That's certain. From then it gets a little bit hazy because this all happened before they got to Railway Bridge. All of these bumps happened before they got to Railway Bridge. So it was a bit of an extraordinary start, really. Emma, M3, have been bumped by somebody. And Claire Hall, M1, have just rode back with their foliage. King's M2 rode over. Claire, M3, have been bumped. But we're not sure by whom yet. And Maudlin M2 and Churchill M2, there's no sign of those at the moment. So we're going to have to do some more digging around, I'm afraid. Is Mike at the finish line or on the long reach? Does he have any idea at the end?
No, I'm at Grassy.
We lost Mike there, Jack.
We're going to have to work out what happened at the end later on.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
What we'll do is we'll come back in the results update very soon. By the looks of things, though, at the back, as far as I've got it, Queen's M3 bumped by Robertson M2, Emmanuel M3 probably bumped by Churchill at M2, Maudlin M2 rowing over, Claire M3 bumped by Claire Hall M1, leaving King's M2, who I've seen go past, rowing over. So I think that's probably what's happened at the back. Someone, I think, was spinning you a yarn, and they said there was a double over bump. They probably just need a slap in the face. Back to the studio, we'll get the results update very soon.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
We're going to go to the Riverside now because a lot of people are wondering what happened to that Emma crew. And Jack has got the latest results update for us. Jack.
Yeah, thank you. Guys, there's some confusion at the start in particular. There's a lot of action happened before the railway bridge, but here's the whole results for you. Corpus Christi rode over, St. Cat M2 rode over, Emma M2 rode over, Claire M2 rode over, all fairly straightforward. Then Peterhouse M2 were bumped by Selwyn M2, first and third M3 and Trinity Hall M2 both rode over. Girton M2 bumped down by Lady Margaret M3, another bump for the Lady Margaret Boat Club. Queen's M3 bumped down by Robinson M2. Emma M3 bumped down by Churchill M2. So there, Emma were bumped down, sorry to say. Maudlin M2 rode over. Claire M3 were bumped down by Claire Hall M1. And King's M2 rode over the Samix boat there.